guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right, and we're excited to tell you about our podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
If you've been stressed lately with the information overload on social media or just don't feel like anything in the news makes sense anymore, don't worry, because we're here to clear things up.
Every week, we discuss topics like cancel culture, national crisis, what's happening to our new generations, and if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do or how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave a comment or review and subscribe.
Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it, and what we're going to get into today is, of course, the Trump raid, the Mar-a-Lago raid. You know, there was a line at the end of a newsletter from Axios that summed up everything that's wrong about this incredible media coverage and public discussion of this raid, this unprecedented raid on the home of former President Donald Trump. And what it said was this: these investigations are top secret, so more likely than not, we won't get the full picture anytime soon. That's the problem. The secrecy, the incredible secrecy surrounding something like this. Excessive secrecy gave rise to wild, absolutely crazy speculation during the years of the Trump-Russia, quote, collusion investigation. Remember that? There would be little bits of information, it would leak, and then journalists, other talking heads, we'll just build these elaborate structures of speculation on top of it. And the speculation would get absolutely crazy. In no time, supposedly reasonable people were fantasizing that the President of the United States was a Russian agent. And it was nuts. But that is how secrecy and speculation work together. In the absence of facts, speculation flourishes. Back then, of course, a lengthy special counsel investigation could not establish that any conspiracy or coordination between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign had ever occurred, much less who might have been involved in it. But the damage by all that speculation was done. Tremendous damage to Trump's reputation that so many people believe there must be something going on with this Russia collusion thing. There must have been some sort of collusion. I mean, I heard about it all the time on CNN. Heard about it all the time on MSNBC. People said he was a Russian asset. This is the kind of crazy speculation that flourishes when there are no facts. So now the FBI has searched Mar-a-Lago, which is Trump's home, in Palm Beach, Florida. Now, why did they do it? We don't know. Here's the weird thing about the raid. There has been lots and lots of public discussion about the Justice Department's January 6th investigation. You know that. This is separate from the congressional investigation, the January 6th committee. This is the Justice Department's January 6th investigation. Now, prosecutors are supposedly investigating former President Trump for, among other things, allegedly obstructing an official proceeding. Now, the official proceeding being the session of Congress on January 6, 2021, which would certify the electoral vote in which Joe Biden won the presidency over Donald Trump. So they're investigating Trump for possibly obstructing an official proceeding. And there's a grand jury involved. Some former top Trump aides, like Pat Cipollone, the former White House counsel, they've testified before the grand jury. So you know this is going on. You know the Justice Department is pursuing this. And then, bang, there's a raid at Mar-a-Lago. The immediate thought, of course, is that it has to be part of the January 6th investigation. Of course it does. And then comes word. No, that's not it at all. Instead, it's somehow about Trump's handling of classified documents and whether or not he turned over to the National Archives all of the documents he possessed from his presidential years, as he is required to do by the Presidential Records Act. And you go, what? Are you serious? They raided Mar-a-Lago over a possible violation of the Presidential Records Act? Really? It seems like It seems like an insanely disproportionate thing to do. Just insanely disproportionate. What the FBI did, raiding Trump's home, is without precedent in American history. That means it's never happened before. I mean, would they take such a momentous step over an archival matter? On Tuesday morning, Politico wrote, quote, "One perplexing aspect of the Mar-a-Lago search, at least to some legal analysts, is the crime reportedly being investigated does not seem to match the unprecedented tactic of an FBI raid on a former president's residence." Well, you say that again. It certainly does not. It seems extraordinarily disproportionate to the investigation. So, then you say to yourself, well, what could it be? Because you're speculating because there are no facts. One possible explanation is that the Justice Department just got carried away. Maybe it really is about documents and the Justice Department got carried away. Megan McArdle writes for the Washington Post and tweeted, quote, "Almost inconceivable to me that justice, that's the Justice Department, would raid a former president's home over a simple document handling violation. Assume there's much more to it." But then she added, quote, "But always mindful that folks engaged in a consuming project, like investigating a former president, sometimes lose perspective." Well, that's an interesting thought. I mean, maybe in the sort of thrill of the chase, the people pursuing Trump just got carried away and they thought they've nailed the president on a violation of the Presidential Records Act. Finally, the walls are closing in on the Presidential Records Act. Justice Department is certainly under a lot of pressure from Democrats to get Trump in any way possible. I mean, that's what the January 6th committee is about on Capitol Hill. And certainly Democrats want the Biden Justice Department to do it too. So, under that pressure, maybe they just lost perspective. Or maybe top Justice Department officials really think a document handling violation is so important that law enforcement should, for the first time in U.S. history, raid the home of a former president of the United States. So those are possibilities that maybe... maybe it really was a document handling violation, and maybe the people just got carried away with it. Or maybe they literally do sincerely think it's so important that they should raid the home of the former president. Or maybe it's really about January 6th. A search warrant based on Justice Department allegations about mishandling of presidential documents. Let's say they have a search warrant in their hand and they did go to a magistrate judge in Florida. Not a U.S. district judge, not a circuit court judge, a magistrate judge in Florida. They get this search warrant. And the search warrant, let's say, is to look for these documents. It's to look for presidential documents that are thought to be classified and Trump is allegedly improperly keeping them in Mar-a-Lago rather than turning them over to the National Archives as the Presidential Records Act requires him to do. So they go to the magistrate judge and say, you know, we've got him dead to rights on this and we need to go in and find these documents. So the magistrate judge signs off on this. The 30 agents go to execute the search warrant, and once they do that, they're in the door, okay? They're in the door, and in the course of their looking for these documents, they could find other things. Who knows? They're in the door. They could find evidence about January 6th, maybe some other topic of interest. The presidential records issue got them through the door, maybe for bigger purposes. So it's just unclear what it is they were doing. Obviously, we need to know more about this. As far as we know, the search warrant itself was given to one of President Trump's representatives at the scene, was left at the scene. That's the way they do it. The target is entitled to have a copy of the warrant. It'll say show a few things. And President Trump should make that warrant public right now. Right now. Because the Justice Department won't do it, but he should make it public. Now, these warrants often say, the judge says, I give these officials the authority to search this place for these particular things. But it doesn't say the basis on which he's decided to give them that authority. They often say, I base this decision on the facts presented in the accompanying affidavit. So there's the search warrant itself, a piece of paper, and then there's the accompanying affidavit, which outlines what's really going on. Well, they're not going to give that to Trump, and they're not going to make it public. So we're probably in for Leakville for a pretty good while. But Trump needs to make public what he has. And also, there were staff or somebody at Mar-a-Lago, and they should have some information about what the agents took with them, how extensively they searched, that sort of stuff. Trump should authorize that to be made public, too. We need to know as much as we can about what the Justice Department was doing. Okay. Now, you still have to go back to this question. Can it really be a documents case? I mean, really? They've just done this unprecedented thing. Can it be a documents case? Well, there's a case from 2005 that might shed a little light on that. We're going to talk about that next.
Hey, guys, it's Mock and Daisy from Chicks on the Right. We're excited to tell you about our podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
From discussing topics like cancel culture, what's happening to our new generations, crises in our nation, and even some high-profile interviews, each week we touch on subjects that matter to us and matter to you.
And we're not afraid to tell you how it is. So tune in every week to hear us talk about the things or even just get a good laugh.
To find out more, go to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to leave a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about a case from 2005 that could shed some light on this Trump search warrant thing. And before that, I should say, if you've been listening to the podcast and enjoying it, hope you've been enjoying it. If you've been learning something from it, that would be really great. It would be really great if you could subscribe to the podcast. How many times do I have to ask you to do this? Subscribe to the podcast. It's easy. You can do it at iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. It would be greatly, greatly appreciated. So, this 2005 case, there's a man named Samuel Berger, went by Sandy Berger. He was President Bill Clinton's national security advisor. So, in 2005, he was caught at the National Archives stealing and destroying classified documents. It was kind of a joke in Washington because he had actually stuffed some of the documents into his socks. He had them in his pants, his socks, his coat. He'd put a lot of documents. It took a number of documents from the archives. And some of those he destroyed, cut them up with scissors. So this is classified material. The Justice Department charged him with destroying classified material. And he ended up pleading guilty to a single misdemeanor count. Single misdemeanor. Justice Department recommended he be fined $10,000. No jail time. Now, the judge in the case, when sentencing came around, actually raised the fine to $50,000. Berger had to perform 100 hours of community service. He had to give up his security clearance. He had, as a former national security advisor, he had a security clearance, but he had to give it up for 3 years, and then he got it back. So, single misdemeanor count. Single misdemeanor count. Now, again, he was taking classified documents from the archives, stealing them, and in some cases, destroying them. Now, does that sound, a misdemeanor, single count misdemeanor, does that sound like the kind of crime for which the Justice Department would take the unprecedented step of raiding a former president's residence? To me, it doesn't. Obviously, I'm suspicious about this. George Conway, the lawyer, Kellyanne Conway's husband, he's fanatically anti-Trump. He said, right when this news happened, he said they've crossed the Rubicon here, they being the Justice Department. They've crossed the Rubicon here. In other words, they've taken a really, really momentous step. They've crossed the Rubicon. Not even Richard Nixon's house in San Clemente was searched by the FBI, as far as I know. Now, this is George Conway talking. Now, Conway said that Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, doesn't do things rashly. You have to conclude there's something behind the curtain that would surprise us. And indeed, that's the theme of so much of the coverage. It's like, well, this seems like a big deal. We don't know what it is, but we know the Justice Department, they're going to have all their ducks in a row and do it just by the book. And so there just must be something we don't know. We don't know. Okay, well, maybe there is. Maybe there isn't. The fact, of course, is that we don't know. And we are in a knowledge vacuum. And in a knowledge vacuum, all sorts of poisonous speculation will grow. Just listen to CNN, listen to MSNBC, and you'll hear it. And that is why the Justice Department owes the public some answers. Yes, Donald Trump should make public the search warrant, but the Justice Department should make public some information too. This is a momentous, unprecedented step, and we need to know more about it. So that's what I had to say today about this Trump raid. It's this incredible Trump raid. So glad you could join us. Always glad when you can listen. And hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.